Just like they have walk-up music when the ballplayers come to plate for their appearance for their next at-bat. That was Mark Eichhorst's walk-up music. Dancing Queen on your radio, friend. Well, you said it was your favorite band.
I said it was one of mine back in the day because you said it was your father's favorite group.
Yeah.
And that's what I was talking about. By the way, I do need to thank you for my Chicago Cubs World Series hat that you gave me this morning.
You're welcome. We're in the best of health. Lots of good, happy, healthy days. It's a pretty sharp hat, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Very nice. It's the hat the players were wearing in the locker room, the clubhouse, after Cubs Game 7 thrilling victory. Speaking of victories, we do not have a correct answer yet for the 30-meal or the 30-pack meal deal from the Wingstop. You can give the radio station a call. Melanie and Paige are waiting patiently for the correct answer. We will wait for it.
Why don't you give them the question again?
I'm not only going to give them the question, I'm going to give them the number again, because I am a professional radio talk show host. 634-3311 is the number to call. The question is, with Donald Trump becoming the eighth man in history from New York to take the Oval Office as of this January, the question is, who was the first president from New York? Who was the first American president from the Empire State of New York? 634-3311 will get you the 30-pack meal deal from the Wingstop at 5400 Washington Ave. 634-3311, who was the first United States president from New York? Now let's give them a proper introduction on Community Conversations on WRJN. He is Mr. Bruce Davis. How are you, Bruce?
Good morning, Glenn. Thank you so much.
And to his immediate right is the recently appointed emergency coordinator of Amateur Radio Emergency Services, the RSVP, the Racine Senior Volunteer. What does the P stand for? I forgot.
Retired Senior Volunteer Program.
Program is producing the Volunteer Center, the event today. Called not being prepared. This is the first thing in emergency management, Mark. You want to be prepared. We just talked about winter safety. You can imagine my road warrior is not ready for winter yet. I'm sure you agree. But he's the recently appointed emergency coordinator of Amateur Radio Emergency Services, ARES. Please say hello to Tom Berger. Good morning, Tom.
Tom Berger here, yes.
How
and
are
we're
you?
We're Racine and Kenosha County Aries. So we're all mixed together here.
That's very good. Well, this is a big time of year, guys, for emergencies just because of the weather. I mean, it's always an issue, but how does the Amateur Radio Emergency Services play into that, Tom?
Well, whenever there's an emergency, we get someone may call the Dave Mack, the emergency coordinator of Racine County, and there's a different one in Kenosha. And they would give us a call, and we would go out and support whatever entity that would be and give them radio support. A lot of times out there, the police can't talk to the fire department and stuff like that. So we back them up, and we love doing exercises like that and getting practice. So
you're a big amateur radio guy, Bruce. How did you get involved then, and why?
Gosh, I was licensed back in 1979, and I must say, back in 1979, the biggest reason for me was you could have a telephone in your car. They used to call it auto patch, and you could make non-commercial telephone calls from your automobile through amateur radio. These days, not many people do that because everybody has cell phones, but that's how I got into the hobby. The important thing about an organization like ARES is that you are having volunteers step in when communication systems are failing. So while you may have very sophisticated, well-functioning systems like cell phones and the internet running when everything is fine, here with ham radio, which is basically a 100-year-old technology, that does very well in times when everything else is failing. And the main reason is because most amateur radio setups, individuals and stations are using auxiliary power supplies. And so those power supplies are very important when everything else is failing.
Exactly, exactly.
He's Bruce Davis with the Racine Senior Volunteer Program, and we've got Tom Berger, who is the Emergency Coordinator of Amateur Radio Emergency Services. ARES is pronounced?
Aries.
Aries.
Right.
So what do you guys do at Aries to prepare for this season, Tom?
Well, we practice as much as we can. You know, so we've done events like the Wisconsin Marathon, the Racine Lighthouse Run, things like that. So that gets us out there. We know what our capabilities are, where our weak spots are, and we're doing medical aid. You know, it could be a run, somebody twisted their ankle, or a bike run, and they need to be picked up. And we're doing that really in a lot of different places. We're out to Walworth doing events, so it's good practice for us. And we're practicing weather every Tuesday and Thursday, the second Tuesday or second Thursday and the fourth Thursday.
What does that mean, practicing weather?
We're mandated. We work with the Sullivan out in Sullivan weather, and we have a goal of someone, a ham, seeing a event like a tornado or heavy hail or something like that, and we got like 90 seconds to get it to Sullivan, and then they'll be setting off the sirens and stuff like that. So it's very important to get accurate information, you know, to Sullivan so they know what to do, you know, or what's out there. Their radar can't see it. It's, you know, their curvature of the earth, their radar can't see on the ground. So we're the on-the-ground people that are out there reporting.
He's Tom Berger. He is the Emergency Coordinator of Amateur Radio Emergency Services. We also have Bruce Davis from the Racine Senior Volunteer Program. This is Glenn Klein in the studio on Community Conversations, being brought to you this morning by St. Monica Senior Living with my tag team partner, Mark Eichhorst.
Tom, I would imagine where you would really become helpful, and thank God this hasn't happened in our county too often, although it did a number of years ago where we had a series of tornadoes. That definitely can be. But I would also think, as we were just talking in our last half hour about winter safety, if a blizzard hits and people become stranded, you would be able to help in those situations.
Exactly. Matter of fact, we had a exercise down in Kenosha, the EOC, and that's part of what came up. You know, if it snows 2 foot, you're not going anywhere. You know, who needs stuff? You know, another exercise we have yearly is the simulated emergency test in October, and that we had a scenario of 3 days, you know, loss of power. You know, how long could you last without power? And, okay, in the wintertime, you know, probably don't have to worry about your refrigerator, but, you know, you can't get around, you know, power is you know, it's a given.
How can people hear you if they don't have an amateur radio?
Well, the scanners will pick us up. A normal scanner will pick us up.
Like a police scanner?
Yeah, a public scanner. So we're on the 14727, and we're doing that weather net that I was talking about. We also have a net on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. that you could listen on, and that's on the 147272.
And Tom's call sign is KA9KJE. Bruce Davis's is N9BBL. How'd you guys pick those?
Those are generally randomly
right.
put together.
The government
by the FCC.
Gives that to you. And
you can't pick your own?
You could. That's called a vanity call.
Kind of like my vanity plate that I have here from
right.
Wisconsin.
Exactly.
I just got this yesterday.
So fitting.
Talker,
yeah.
T-A-L-K-E-R. That's going to go on the Road Warrior out there. In the
I have my KA9KJE ham radio plate.
You've got the hat on right now.
Yeah, I got the hat in case you forget what my name is.
So what is the most vital aspect of what you guys do?
Well, we're trying to help the public is what we're doing. And a lot of times it's not very, you know, people aren't aware, you know, they take things for given. That you're going to have power, you're going to have communications and things like that, and hopefully we never have to do that, but from time to time, Katrina, stuff like that comes up.
How many ham operators like yourself are out there in Racine County?
There's thousands.
All right, so how does it work? Let's say somebody doesn't have a scanner, doesn't have a ham, or is not a ham operator. How does it work to help somebody who is in that kind of dire situation?
Well, they would probably try to get a hold of someone, you know, the local police department, but maybe they can't talk to them. Maybe phones are down. But, I mean, if you look around and you see a house with lots of antennas, it's probably a ham operator.
Bruce, how often do, like, ham operators and that are involved in this kind of community service, they may see something from their location, whether it be in their own vehicle or in their home, and then they're able to alert the authorities or whatnot?
How often does that happen?
Yeah.
That's difficult to answer because it really depends upon the circumstances. Quite often, we have, ARES has affiliations with local organizations and will take advantage of our ability to communicate. For instance, we just signed a memorandum of understanding with the City of Racine Health Department, with the Central Racine County Health Department. We have pending MOUs with Aurora Hospitals in Kenosha, Burlington, and in Elkhorn, providing communication support. If their particular areas are out, that's when ham radio operators can jump in, again, using their auxiliary power supplies.
And ham operators not only operate, you know, like from their basements or from their homes, but they do travel in vehicles, too, and have the ability to travel and get that word out, too. Again, if somebody is snowed in, for example, and maybe that person doesn't have a ham operator, but yet the police department contacts you, you can go to that location and give them a report on what's going on.
Tom had mentioned that he has plates on his car. I do on mine. So you can readily see that we're ham radio operators.
What does it say? How is it identified?
It just says N9BBL on the
K9KJE.
Right. Is that your license plate number?
Right. And it says amateur radio down below.
So if you see amateur radio, that's what it means.
Right. And most of us have got radios, either radios that we carry on our belts or in the cars, that are able to, even though they're relatively small radios, using local repeater systems, and the local one is on that large communications tower on the intersection of Wood Road and KR. We're about 450 feet up on there, so we can send a small signal, say a 5 or 10 watt signal, into that repeater. It's amplified 10 times and is sent across a fairly large area in that 14727 repeater that Tom was referring to. Has a coverage area that is most of Racine County, most of Kenosha County, parts of Walworth County, and so we can get out into areas that would be beyond just the limits of a small radio.
He's Bruce Davis. He is the director of the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program here in Racine County. Tom Berger is the emergency coordinator of the Amateur Radio Emergency Services. So, fellas, how can people get in touch with you if they want just more information? Maybe they want to get involved or they want to have this as an option for their safety plan for this winter.
Well, ARES is one of the RSVP projects, and we're located at the Volunteer Center. So the phone number, 262-886-9612. Ask for the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program. Ask for me, Bruce Davis. We'd be more than happy to provide information to both amateurs and folks who are interested in becoming amateurs. One of the clubs we work with, the Racine Megacycle Club, is currently holding complimentary classes in licensing ham radio at the Sealed Air YMCA every Friday evening. So we could put you in that direction if you're interested in becoming a radio amateur.
You please give that number one more time?
Sure. Area 262-886-9612 at the Volunteer Center.
Yeah, we also have a new website coming up, rkares.org. We're not quite done with it, but you can find out information on that. And also the local repeater, kr9rk.net, I think it is, has some info out there too. So that KR9RK just recently did some updates, and we're getting northern Milwaukee and northern Illinois way out to Lake Geneva. So these improvements really carry really far for a small transmitter.
Well, thanks for coming in, fellas, and for serving our community in such a vital and unique way. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate the time. Thank you. Thanks so much, Clint.
Always.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
Your Throwback Thursday Hour of Power, where we acknowledge that knowledge is indeed power, follows WRJN Covering the World.
Lobbying ban, quitting and staying. I'm Michael Toscano.
There would be a 5-year ban on being a lobbyist of any